Welcome back, and welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me Nene.
Hey there, Kat.
What's up? Today, episode Sci-Fi Party Line number 143. Today, we're going to talk about Grimm, The Walking Dead, and Fringe.
Dun, dun, dun.
And today we're going to open up with some curious news. I think this news was discovered by Stephanie herself. Explain to us a little bit about what's going on with Grimm and Sci-Fi Party Line.
Okay, I'll be happy to. Because my fantasy world and my real world finally met up.
I think imaginary world is there too, or
imaginary world.
Can we put delusional world? Because I like that too.
All of the worlds converged for me regarding Sci-Fi Party Line and Grimm. So the other night, I'm watching Grimm on Hulu, and one of the other shows that I watch is The Morning After, and it's another exclusive like TV kind of. Covers a lot of TV shows on Hulu, and they're doing an exclusive interview with the cast of Grimm, and they're talking about Portland, and they're talking about all their fun shenanigans that they do and inside jokes, and out of the man himself, out of Sasha Royce's mouth comes the words. Lego hair, just like a helmet. And I was like, what? What? So all of the worlds converged, and in my mind, Sasha Ruiz listens to this show and likes our joke so much that he used it. Yay! I choose to believe that and nothing else. Nobody come and talk some sense into me. That's what happened.
I think that I just tried to look around, you know, the internet and find out who else was saying that Nick had Lego hair, detachable Lego hair. And it was just us. You specifically.
Yeah, and where is this Twitter account to your hair, dude?
Yeah, Nick said that there was a whole Twitter account dedicated to his hair. Maybe it was a whole Twitter discussion about his hair.
But... and because I was in that conversation.
So they joke about that on his set. And, you know, Hulu's been known in their productions and stuff like that. Been known to watch and listen to Sci-Fi Party Line because of the booth at the end. They listen to us. So it's not a stretch that The Morning After would be listening to us and kind of, you know, giving a little bit of homage to the Sci-Fi Party Line and our detachable helmet hair. So that's kind of cool, taking our jokes like that Morning After.
Yeah. So Kat, do you have a list of apologies to the cast of crew?
If they are listening and not like The Morning After is listening, I think that they can misunderstand a lot of the things that we're saying here on this TV show and confuse it with complaints about them as actors. And no, we're complaining about the characters and not the writing of the characters, just the way events unfold. And so it's kind of like a comedy act of what we do here on Sci-Fi Party Line. And if you hear something negative towards your character or something like that, like say you may have crazy eyes or helmet hair or something like that.
I'm really sorry, Juliet. If you're listening,
we don't really mean it like that. It's just it's jokes for the people who listen. So it's more jokes at your expense and not really, you know,
from the fans.
We're laughing with you, not at you. So
a little bit at you. But from me only. Kat didn't have anything to do with
that. Yeah, no. I don't want to throw you under the bus, but just get a little chuckle, a little hee hee hee, and then just kind of Brush
But
it
the
off.
morning after, shame, shame you. Steal it
Only
on
shame,
jokes.
and I think to compensate us for stealing our joke, that they should let Isaiah Mustafa come on our show.
Oh, yes.
And we
Please come
can,
interview us right now in your underwear.
Oh. Well, I'm thinking
Or
he had
Sasha Ronan Cohen.
audio interviews, so he can technically do his own. Okay, anyway. So yeah, we it's a cute little. I think that people are listening to us and they like the Nene's joke, so awesome.
I haven't gotten any hate mail for all the terrible things I've said, so I'm
Yeah,
really glad about that.
yeah. And then right now we're just in our little playland, so we could be imagining the whole thing.
Heck
So
yeah.
there's a thing.
My love to you, Sasha.
Yeah, I will not
Thanks for
apologize
listening.
for asking him to take his shirt off. It not cool.
Yes, people. By the way, it happened in the earlier episode. Kat says, I want more of Sasha Reese's chest, just like in Caprica. And he delivered with shirtless
That's
rage
true. That
for the
shirtless rage. That's like chocolate rain, but shirtless rage.
Dude delivered. He's listening.
Oh man, not enough of the shirtlessness
Oh,
in
yeah.
Grimm.
Sasha, if you're listening right now.
Take it off, baby. Take it off. I like it like that. I'll be in my bunk. All right, well, we've messed around for a while now. Let's get down to business about what is exactly going on with Grimm lately, and what are we liking about this season so far? Because I don't think we've spoken about it. Maybe the first two episodes, and a lot has happened since then. Ooh, very in depth. Great response there, Nini.
Still thinking about all the people who could be listening, so I'm like, should I go there? No.
Whatever. This is just, positive criticism, and we love the show, but we can nitpick. That's what we do here on Sci-Fi Party Line. We
Is.
nitpick because we love, and that's how we roll.
That is how we roll
Deal
so
with it.
much for reals. So, what do you like about the show?
Well, what am I like this season? I really do like. I am upset that they kind of took Monroe's girlfriend out of the picture and kind of put her out of town when she was running the shop, because it kind of feels like to me that because they could have what's his name? Monroe running the shop, if they kind of condensed that one character. Because he can fill the role of shopkeeper, and they don't really need his girlfriend, which has me a little scared for her character, but I really liked her and their chemistry, so I'm kind of upset that they're not using her as much as they are anymore.
I think you're right. The fact that Monroe's always at the shop means that Monroe can't be in fun places with Nick. That came out wrong, but still, Monroe can't be on the scene with Nick and telling him about stuff and going to the trailer and marveling at all of the weaponry. So I'm a little bit afraid for her too. The only feeling of like I think she's coming back. The only solace I get is that they needed Monroe in that shop to recognize Juliet and Renard together.
Yeah, he could have been in the shop at that point in time. However, they both could have been in the shop. They both could have been
True.
in the shop. They could have had like some weird story arc or something like that to have her there. I mean, that I was really excited because she was billed as an addition to the cast, and her name is in the credits now, but we've only seen her what, two or three times. So what was all of
Yeah.
the fuss about?
I like her. She kind of feels like Giles to me from Buffy.
I
I like her a lot, and I hope she comes back. I really and truly feel that, because Captain Renard was trying to be so secretive about it. Shirtless Mage Renard was trying to be so secretive about it, and he probably wouldn't have tolerated another person in the shop. So it kind of had to be R Monroe working on his own.
Well, he went to the shop. It didn't matter who
Although,
got him herbs. He just wanted his herbs and what to what
true.
and his situation fixed, so I don't think it had to be Monroe.
True. That's pretty, it is a pretty tenuous tie. But still, I mean, because Rosalie does know Juliet as well. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she had a baby or something in real life. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm scared for her character because, like, Monroe can fix clocks at his house and run the shop. They don't really need her character, which kind of sucks because they are so sweet together.
Oh, they are. They need to be happy. But it's cool because they're two different types of Vessin, and she's the one with all the knowledge. He's not there yet,
Yeah, he's ugh. But let's talk about the meat and potatoes of it, which
Okay.
is Nick is, of course he's coming to his own. He knows more. He's not whining. He's not looking like a dope. Hank is not whining about his stuff either. He's not being all freaked out as much anymore because he was being a bit annoying as well with his handling of the new knowledge.
Yeah. Are they turning yet? Did you see something? Like every sentence was that was him. But now they're coming into a groove. I love this dynamic. This is what I wanted from the beginning. So I love two of them working as a team, and I love that I don't love that Juliet is constantly teetering on the knowledge of Nick as a Grimm. Like really? How long is this going to take?
Juliet's character is a big problem for these writers. I mean, you can't the amnesia. When a character does the amnesia thing, I'm just tired.
That's
They
when
did that
she's
in
going to get desperate.
24. I'm
Yeah,
just
that's we got to wait for desperation there. I mean, like this show shouldn't be desperate. It's not desperate. So why are they pulling a desperate soap opera move like Amnesia?
No,
That's for
Desperate
like,
would have been a baby.
oh God. Well, that's coming next. Like it's like they have a desperation case and they're pulling it out. They're pulling all the stuff out of it.
Now, what are they pulling out?
I know there's so many terrible word choices that I've made already in the first 5 minutes of the show. I apologize. I'm on cold medication right now, so sorry in advance for my drunken rampage. I'll tell you what, I agree with you 100%, Kat. They don't know what the hell to do with Juliet. It's like they want to keep her on the show, but they keep throwing crap and it's hit or miss. If people from Grimm are listening, please take heed. I liked it when Juliet was the badass, I can take care of myself lady, and like turning Nick down for the pr wedding proposal or marriage
That
proposal.
was obnoxious to me.
I don't know. I thought that she was well within her right to say, you're not telling me everything, so why would I get married to you?
Well, then why would she live with him? Why would she? I don't know. It made me tired. Yeah, but then move out. Get your own place and just go away so we can get a new girl in there.
Well, I think that's what we're on the verge of.
I hope so because I'm tired of her.
I'm not tired of her. I'm tired of the Captain Renard Juliet amnesia thing.
Well, the only reason I like that is because we get to see Captain Renard.
Yeah, but seeing them kiss was the
I just
worst
imagine that's me.
ever. It was like I never want to embrace a man again because I just saw that happen and it was the scariest thing I've ever seen.
I just pretended it was me, and then so I really liked it.
I
They'll be
didn't.
like, oh, baby, I put my hands on his back.
It was I don't know. I don't know. I think
Like, how could you resist him? I don't fault her. Like, I kind of like the fact that she can't resist him because that's real. She's keeping it real.
resistant because she's under a spell or a potion or something.
It wouldn't take much of a spell.
See, that doesn't look natural at all. The whole thing doesn't look natural
It's
at
just
all.
her, maybe. It's just her.
I can't go there anymore because I went back and listened to all the terrible things I said
Busy,
about
Tulok.
her.
Just
Her.
we're not talking about you as an actress. We think you're awesome. We're talking about your character. So there, we just separated so we can kind of dish on Juliet now. We've separated the lady from the actress from the character, and her character needs to be staked through the heart. I wish she was a vampire. And then I can have Captain Renard for myself with his shirtless rage.
I'm coming at it from a different angle. Again, I'm sorry.
Okay, fine.
I am also attracted to Sasha Ruiz, but I don't know. I don't mind him making out with other people. Like, I actually kind of wanted to see Adeline's mom and Renard together. I think that would have made a really nice evil couple combination. Oh, you're just you. If I didn't have
I don't know. Whatever.
can. I want this stupid part of the story to end. I want this friction between Juliet and Nick to end too. It's like, Jesus Christ, just break up already.
Well, he just now found out that she's in love with somebody else, and he found out who it is, and he found out it was Captain Renard. So he has hell fury in his eyes. So I don't know what's going to happen because we got a lame ass to be continued.
He does, and it's interesting because he's kind of going to an irrational place where he's just pissed off, and he doesn't even once question that this has something to do with something else in his life, you know, something supernatural. He's just like, well, this is just a black and white cut and dry case of adultery or whatever, you know. And
I don't know. It just seems like he felt betrayed immediately. And if it was Cap, because like, who won't be jealous of Captain Renard? He's so handsome.
I
How
don't know.
would he not be furious that she's, going behind his back with Captain Renard? I mean, that's a lot of man to live up to.
Listen, with a new and improved Lego hair, Nick is looking better. He has texture in his hair now. They listen to us, Kat. Don't
It's
forget.
kind of shorter. Yeah, they kind of cut it a little shorter and it has little
Scissors
spikes or
to the front.
something.
They took a scissors to the front. There's no more like little swoop.
So they detached one set and then put another hair set on him. I
They
don't know.
changed a Lego hair set of
Yeah.
Nick's hair. But it's better. It's like the suave badass Nick where that like lunges at people with clubs and spikes and
Okay, let me stop you, dude. Okay, so the overall arc, don't care about it much because like where is it going? First it was the coins, then his mom, and then now it's Renard's brother, and we don't really know what he is, and Nick is on the verge of seeing that Captain Renard's been playing him the whole like what, do you even care about the story, or is it all over the place, or how are you feeling about that?
You're right. I don't. I didn't realize it, but none of the storyline right now is very interesting to me. I mean, there are bits and pieces that could resurrect my interest if they get more into the royal bit where he's at a tug of war with his family, if they get more into why his mom stayed in a town. You know, these things are interesting to me, but insofar as Renard finding the trailer, I don't give a crap. I don't even care.
They ended with that, though. They ended the straight up to be continued with him finding the trailer. Like, that
Oh,
was it.
and that was supposed to be the big cliffhanger. Did you hear me singing about it? Because I didn't, and when I about something, I sing about it. So I know that I was not excited.
If Nene doesn't sing, it does not have a ring. I do have to admit that, the show has gotten better. It holds my interest. It hasn't been renewed for season 3.
Oh,
I
it
think
has not.
so.
Oh, I think it's got to.
Yeah, I don't remember, right? Listeners, let us know. We don't research.
Or
But
Sasha, intern Sasha, let us know.
yeah, Sasha. Anyway. And we'll just figure it out. But yeah, it's a better show. The mythology is there, but they like keep teasing us with so many different things that they just need to get in there and get a hold of mythology, like Buffy and not season 7 Buffy, but
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe they're spending so much time setting up this huge reveal, and it's just taking too long. And they're not backing it up with interesting 45-minute stories, you know?
Well,
Like,
yeah, because
they're
remember, like in the first season where there was this whole thing about the bees were coming and blah blah. You remember that? And it never went anywhere.
yeah. So there are so many things that I want to see on this show, and I'm not getting any of that right now, and I'm bored. And the sucky thing is, when you asked me, okay, what happened on Grimm? I couldn't even remember. I remember vaguely that I liked it, and that it was to be continued, and that is literally all that I remembered about the show. I used to be able to tell you line for line what happened in the show because I was so interested, and the what happened in the show was so memorable. But right now it's kind of formulaic. I'm waiting for a story arc to end that I don't even like, and it's lasted for several episodes now, and it's for me not enough of a payoff. I mean, him finding the trailer, I should be excited, but I already know that Nick has the key, so I don't even care if he finds the trailer, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want it to get better. I'm in complete agreement with you, Kat.
And what is Renard going to do with the trailer now that he's found it? That's like a cat picking up money. What is the cat going to do with the money once the cat has money? Nothing.
And how is he gonna
Cats
get
don't spend money except for me. If I don't,
it?
whatever. Whatever. I'm just saying.
I'm
It's
gonna
like.
shut you down right now. Shut it down.
Okay, so yeah, Grim, you got some growing to do or some writing to do. I know the execs are putting a lot of pressure on you, so but suck it up. Watch Buffy, do
Listen
that.
to your favorite show. We know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
And more Captain Renard without his shirt. At least give us three instances and not all in the same episode.
Oh my God, wouldn't it be funny if how he reacts to the trailer is to be like, "Girl, I'm so upset. I'm gonna take off my shirt. I'm gonna take off my shirt in the rain and crawl around in this naughty, naughty mud."
Make me want to watch Thor. Yes, that would be a perfect response to that. Duh.
Oh my God, by the way, kudos to Grimm for finally showing it rain in Portland. Where's the rain? It's never there, but finally, one day it rained on Grimm. Yay!
Rain, schmain, we don't know. Okay, Grimm, love it, want more, right?
Sorry, I was blowing my nose.
I'm like, we love it, but we want more, right? And I'm just like, what?
Okay, well, here, edit this in. Right.
We are amateurs tonight. Okay. Now let's go to The Walking Dead. Yes. So a lot has transpired since the untimely death of T-Dog.
And what's her face, Lori?
Oh, yeah, I forget about her. So what happened was Rick went through the prison. And some zombie had eaten the totality of Lori and was sitting up against the wall with a big fat belly. And I was confused because I didn't know that that's what that meant. I thought maybe she had turned and then she had a zombie baby and then that's what was it. I didn't know what that was and why he was
Wait a
stabbing
minute,
the
you
zombies.
thought that was Lori's zombie baby?
I thought that that was Lori and she had deteriorated and then like another baby
Oh
had
my
grown. And so it was a zombie baby inside. I didn't un get that that was Lori inside of the zombie
Oh,
because I had
great.
never seen that a zombie that gorged before.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little bit dubious of that whole thing because really you're going to eat an entire person and there's not going to be any carcass remaining and this dude's like, "Oh, I love bones. I'm going to eat them all." And then the belly, I don't know. But oh, I have to shout out to one of our fans on Twitter, the LM. She started a hilarious hashtag called Said the Bloated Walker. And I love it. And now, throughout my day, whenever I say something and it could possibly tie into Said the Bloated Walker, that's what I think. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, because like that bloated walker was in every shot thereafter. Like Rick was talking on the phone to imaginary people. There's the bloated zombie. I mean, everybody. What's his name? Come hobbling in on his crutches. There's the bloated zombie. Like, why do we keep looking at this thing?
I know, the fact that the zombie hasn't been cleared out. Are they gonna have a funeral for Lori with the bloated zombie? Like, that's just weird to me.
It is
Get rid of
weird,
the
man.
bloated zombie. And the thing is, I don't need to know where that's going. I don't need it to make sense for me. I don't need closure. Just get rid of the bloated zombie one day, and I will have forgotten about it. So it's not like we need a Lori funeral. Care of the bloated zombie.
My God, I just don't know why the bloated zombie is still there. And I don't know why we got tortured with the phone calls. That was the most useless thing ever.
You know what? The only good thing that I will say about that is that it only lasted one episode. If that shit had lasted the entire episode, or like 3 or 4 episodes, I would have been
That
very
is
upset.
true. That is true. Because you know who I thought it was? Because on Twitter, I was like, who's on the phone? Who's on phones? And somebody was like, ooh, wait till you find out who's on the phone. So I thought it was the guy from the first two episodes that they had parted ways. I was just like, oh my God, this is about to be epic. They finally look back up. And then it's just like, Lori.
That is such a better storyline. Oh, I want that to be the storyline now.
Yeah, because that's what I thought. And that's why I don't like spoilers, because my imagination is way better than TV. And I get super pumped up, and then they deliver, and it's just like blue balls. So.
Speaking of blue balls, hello. My blue balls happened when Andrea and the mayor got together with their nasty, pasty bodies. It was depressing, and also never wanted to have sex again after seeing that. It was terrible. That's my baseball. If people want to take me off, that's my full shower. Now I just have to think of the governor's pasty white ass, and I'm done. Totally fine after that. Like, do not need any kind of.
Oh, you are funny.
Disgusting. You did not find that disgusting?
It was cute.
Sociopaths. It's like she's the sociopath loose woman.
Everybody needs love, even Andrea. And if she can get it from fake Liam Neeson, then fine.
Gleam. Oh.
You know, at least somebody's getting some, and at the in the zombie apocalypse.
I can't. Oh, my brain is hurting. Hurting. Let's go to a new scene, please. My brain.
They seem to
Okay.
be enjoying themselves.
No! Okay. They're having zombie gladiator wars.
Oh.
So
So we've had this scene in every science fiction show from
I
Star
know.
Trek to Alien Nation to Buffy to everybody,
AI.
Smallville. Yeah, everybody has the gladiator style, two man enter, one man leave thing, and I'm rolling my eyes because I'm done.
I know, me too. You know what? Even Grimm went there, but at least they had a demon
Not,
vampire priest.
at least my ass.
They had a demon vampire priest that ate. Never mind.
Yeah, no. It
That
was
was
on
back.
Lost Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. It was just, ugh. I'm sick of the gladiator style witch dooley arena thing.
Well, and then the best part is first. What's her face? Andrea says, "Oh, I hate this. I hate it." And then she sits down and watches. And then she goes up to dude, and I don't know, it makes me feel like she's completely insincere and fake. She goes up to the governor and's like, "Yeah, I actually liked that. So, can I go back on the wall again and shoot people?" Like, I don't know. I just can't. I can't with Andrea right now. I just want to smack her.
Yeah, I don't. I think that she could quite possibly need a prescription for Prozac because not everybody can handle the zombie apocalypse. So, let's cut her a little bit of slack. She's doing the best she can. No, it's not what we do. Maybe because, I like soap and cleanliness and getting laid. So I don't know what I'd be doing, but I would not be out there with Michonne. Getting shot up, limping on my leg with some dirty ass
Oh,
zombies.
but there's a love story a brewing
With
as
who?
a between Michonne and recovering racist murderer. It's a beautiful love story right now.
Yeah, I'm a shipper. Yeah.
it's Merle Schoen, right? Isn't that what we decided on?
Yeah, I think it was Merle Schon. Or was it?
Merchelle.
Sean Merle? Sherl. Sherl.
Cheryl. That's awesome too.
Nerl.
Cheryl.
Whatever. Yeah, I think they, I mean, I think they were having like really rough foreplay.
I can't believe that I'm actually uttering these words. Carl, you were right. It's so right to have Michonne and Merle together. I want this to happen now because after seeing him basically save her, I mean, I know that he said he was hunting her, but for me, if he really wanted to hunt her down, he would have continued on because she was much slowed. She had a bullet wound in her leg.
He wanted to save her.
Yeah, instead, he made it so that he was the only survivor and nobody could contradict his story. So to me, that says recovering racist. And it says that he's recovered in a big way because he has the hots for Michonne. And why not? She's becoming the badass that everybody said she was going to be. She's getting there. You have to admit, she's episode by episode, she's becoming more and more likable. Once she got over Matlock, when she was in the army vehicle, then she got her stuff back and she walked out of there. I was like, you are awesome. I am.
I was expecting, like I said before, my imagination is way better than what can be delivered on television, and she's just slightly less badass than my imagination had her. And so, but well, I'm gonna give her a pass because she walked all the way to the prison with zombie guts and baby formula.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, and she's bringing about the convergence of the
Of, yes,
peoples.
the convergence. And
Yeah.
I decided that it wasn't, I was gonna drop merge and go with convergence. Because
Oh,
I
good.
couldn't decide on which one I wanted to use.
I knew I stole that from somebody. I'm glad I stole it from you.
Oh, it was from me? Okay.
I
I
think
didn't know you
so.
stole it. You stole it? It was, there was,
Well, I knew I didn't come up with that on my own. I thought we
well,
were
it's just such a simple word. I'm just not, I just.
I everybody's stealing everything. No, it's, I think what happened is you and I were texting about the nastiness that was the governor and Andrea having the sexy time. And you said, anyway, the convergence. I'm like, I like it.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, because then we moved on to Miss Cheryl, Merchant.
Shirley.
I want that to happen so bad. I
Yeah,
want
the only
Merle to
thing
be
that's gonna happen,
Daryl.
Merle's definition of sex is penetration, but like with his crazy
Oh
zombie
no,
hand.
bayonet.
His bayonet hand into her gut. So, yeah,
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Daryl. He's holding a baby and fangirls are melting.
I have a crush on him. He needs to bathe, but I have a crush on him so much.
Still have not warmed up to him. Him holding, like, I'd want him to have my back, no doubt. But, you know, if he found me
Sure.
in a closet.
Oh, I'm just saying, Daryl Dixon, if you're listening to this, call me. Like, I really love his character. I love where his character has gone. Like, he has evolved quite a bit. He and Carol, I think, are probably the most evolved characters in the whole show. I thought of them as completely superfluous when we first started talking about The Walking Dead and those two characters. And now, I can't really imagine, I certainly can't imagine The Walking Dead without Daryl. And Carol is making a case for the same. So,
Just because she was in a closet. She came
listen,
out of the closet.
that was the best though when he found her and picked her
Because
up
he
and
thought she was a walker in there and he was going to have to kill her. That's what he thought.
he thought that and
That
it
was
was
so good. Because he
sad.
was like walking back and forth and he like passed it by. No, we're not going to worry about this closet just yet. Because he knew that he didn't want to deal with it. He's like, whoever it is, they're not strong enough. We're not going to deal with it right now. Then he's like looking for her. And then he noticed at the door and he noticed that, you know, she's kind of got bird arms. So she's not that strong. So if she was a walker, she would be, you know, trying to get out on. Oh, I just thought it was so good. Because it was like,
That
is she?
was
It was like
perfect.
Schrodinger's zombie. And. And when he opened that door and it was her and she wasn't like ah, I was kind of happy, but I think it was a lost opportunity because we didn't get to see. We got one thing of warmth when Rick finally embraced his baby, but I wanted to see the crew be really happy to see her alive because they
Sure.
needed that shot of awesome.
Sure, I think that'll happen next episode, but I think you're right. We didn't see what happened to her. And then when Daryl finds her, that was, I don't know, I just really liked that moment a lot. And I liked the writing leading up to it, like you said, where the audience finds out what Daryl's thinking almost right away. He's completely transparent and vulnerable in that moment where he's like, yeah, let's keep going. That walker's not, like we'll come get that walker later. And that's the first moment where you're kind of like, oh, he's expecting to find Carol a walker.
Yeah, that was really good. That was really good.
Yeah, so well done. And you know what? I saw that episode almost a week ago and I still remember it.
Right?
Grim. I
Hint,
still
hint,
remember
girl.
it.
And then there's the other thing, like Rick, him and the phone call and him, that just was too much. The thing where what's the Herschel, you know, picks up the phone, he doesn't hear anything. It's like he's looking at Tyler Durden all like, you know,
Yeah.
it was, I don't know, I was a little exhausted with it, but I'm glad he kind of snapped out of it and he went to hold his baby and then maybe we can forget about his insanity and we can move on.
Right.
But I
I
just
do. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go, no, go ahead.
I do like that Rick himself was not sure if he was sane or crazy in that moment. Because when Herschel came down and said, I'm going to sit with you. All I can do is sit, right? So I'm going to sit with you and we'll wait for that call together. And in that moment, Rick is thinking, well, no, on the off chance that I'm crazy, I don't want you around for that. And you can see Herschel picking up the phone and not hearing any line, dial tone. Gosh, I can't believe I forgot what that was called because I haven't had a landline forever. But anyway, there was no dial tone. And his face. Sorry.
I didn't pick up on it until you started talking. I was like, yeah, I know what you. She's getting to it. She'll find
Ago. Okay, so
it.
that look on Herschel's face of, that just that micro expression of,
Crazy time.
when he hears there's no dial tone, and he's like, oh, I'm just gonna stay here and wait for the call with you, and but then he could have stayed, or he could have said, Rick, you're not competent to be a leader anymore. But instead, he kind of trusts in the process. He trusts that Rick is going through something and that he'll.
Shane would have punched him.
Yeah, no. Shane would have punched him or killed him, fed him to the bloated walker that's
Yeah.
sitting in the
Now he stabbed that walker in the gut.
What did he say? That was I laughed at the end of that episode when he's stabbing the walker. You
Yeah.
ate life.
I didn't even know what he said. I did just was confused by the end of that episode, so I didn't know. But I noticed that Lori Grimes' name was in the credits, and I was a little ticked off because it's like, I know she died, I know T-Dawg died, but why is his name not in the credits? You know? And then we find out why.
Wasn't on the phone.
Yeah, he wasn't on the phone.
Oh, is that when was that the credits at the beginning of the show? Is
Yeah,
that what you're
yeah,
saying? Oh, okay. I
yeah.
thought
Yeah,
you
so
meant
I was like,
the
they removed
show.
T-Dawg's name, but they didn't remove her name. What type of th and then she's on the phone in the episode, so of course they'll have her name. But
People? Did
huh?
they have Amy,
I don't know, 'cause I don't know her what her name is, and I don't recall seeing John Bernthal's name, Shane's name in the credits either.
Shane talk on the phone too?
That's what somebody seems to think, that it was Shane on the phone.
Oh.
The male voice. It was Amy on the phone, Shane, and then Lori.
Oh, I thought the male voice was the guy who was married to Carol.
I don't know who was on the damn phone. And I don't know why that zombie had a round belly with no poking out bones in him. Right.
Listen, we
So,
let that go.
yeah.
We have to let it go. I can't stomach it, said the bloated walker.
So, okay, what do we think is gonna happen? Because Merle went crazy and took Maggie and Glenn.
I know that ruins my opinion of him right now. I want him to come
He's
back
still
around.
a racist. That doesn't mean he's racist. That just means he's crazy.
He's gonna. I think he's probably gonna redeem himself and save him in the end. But he better escape too, because I need Merle Schoen to happen. So
Merle Schoen.
I was.
Well,
I
I
just
don't know,
that part.
because like this is what's gonna test the governor and Andrea's relationship, because he is gonna try to make some sort of plan or do something, and she's not gonna be on the inside of it, and she's not gonna have a say, and then that's gonna ruin
Oh,
everything.
oh, we forgot to talk about the little daughter walker.
Well, we had already predicted that. You did.
Yeah, I know. And then she's there. I'm thinking Andrew is gonna find her.
Yeah.
Well, that was a cute little horn in the background.
I'm podcasting over here.
That was cute. I just imagined like New York out there.
Anyway.
I think
I mean, you predicted it, and once you did, it was so obvious that you were like dead on with it. So when I saw it, it was just like, eh.
well, for me, it was that's another horrific thing for Andrea to find. I think she's going to probably find that in a series of steps, where she'll try and escape and she's going to go through his house and find the walker and find the fish tank heads.
And then the book where he's just writing lines. What is that about?
That I thought that was from the girl.
No, he was sitting there writing in the book, writing lines just up on up and down up in the paper. I mean, in the book. And I just like, why is he sitting there writing ones? Is he counting days? What is he doing?
I didn't realize that was his writing. I thought
No,
that
it was him. Like he walked in, somebody walked in. He had his hand in the book with a pencil or pen or whatever, and he was writing in that book, but he was writing those lines. That was him. Go back and watch the tape. Roll back the tape.
Okay, so for me, when I saw that, I thought it was him just looking at his daughter's journal or
Why would
whatever
she
she was.
do that?
Because she probably got bit, and they didn't know. It was probably early on in the apocalypse, and so she probably got bit and slowly succumbed to the zombiness. And then when she
That a
finally,
technical term?
yes, and when she finally became a zombie, then the lines happened. That's what I don't know, maybe I'm completely wrong.
You're wrong, dude.
First time.
Rewatch the tape, dude.
Okay, I'll rewatch the tape because that's even creepier with lines. What's that?
Because he got the lined book that he's writing lines in. He has the fish tank heads. He has the creepy daughter. He's sleeping with Skank Andrea. Skandria. And and what else is he? He's killing up people who comes in the town. I'm really afraid for Maggie and Glenn because.
McGlynn, you're afraid for McGlynn. He's some work like Marchand. Some
Glaggy,
glaggy.
glaggy. Anyway, I don't know what's gonna happen with that, but I know that's how him and Andrea are gonna be on the outs, and he probably will harm Andrea in some sort of way.
Yeah. I can't wait for that to happen, though. I mean, I'm really liking where the story is going. I cannot wait for more. I can't guess everything that's happening, which is just fine by me. And I remember what's happening on the show week to week because I'm actually interested in the arc. And things are happening, not just setting up story arcs of the future, but things are happening show by show that I find interesting. Love it. Love
Yeah.
it.
You remember last season how we were complaining about the farm and the family planning and all that other type of stuff and how it just drug on? Not this season.
Not at all. Not at all. There's way more violence this season, way more gore, but haven't skimped on the story.
They haven't skimped on the story, but I did dry heave one of those episodes when they were something happened. I just remember being more grossed out as each episode went by, and I was just like, gross. Like, I should have been grossed out already because, like, they had to cut open a zombie and spread it all over themselves in season one, and the zombie in the well in season two. And it's consistently gross, but this time I was just like,
Oh, wait.
bleh,
You know what made me dry heave?
bleh.
Beth and Carl, whatever pedophile thing is happening there. Talking about?
Yeah, I'm choosing to ignore that. Like, we choose to believe that Sasha Ruiz listens to this podcast. I'm choosing to believe that they're not gonna do that because it's hurting my head. I don't want. Do not want. Do not want.
It's giving me an uncomfortableness.
Yeah,
I
I don't
just
like it.
really
So this is episode number three where random black prisoner is still alive. So he's having a good he's having a good run. Michonne is still alive.
What happened to the dude with the handlebar mustache?
There was a handlebar mustache.
Axel or whatever? Was that him?
Oh, the one who needed to grow balls.
Yeah, that guy.
Don't know.
It says he's only on 4 episodes.
Well, you know.
I don't know.
That's my answer. Well, you know.
I don't like him, though. I want him to fix all their crap and then die. No?
Could care less.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Is he? I don't know. He was cute. I mean, he's not sexy, but.
Oh, okay. I was just checking you out there because sexy.
Oh, He looks like a little squirrel with a mustache.
I'm gonna save you from yourself right now. We're gonna move along to Fringe unless you have anything else you want to mention about The Walking Dead.
The tough love episode.
Yeah.
Out of town, nothing to see. Moving on. Okay.
Fringe. The final season. Yeah. What's happening here? 'Cause I don't think I know. Or maybe I know what's happening. I just kind of don't care. Or like so much has happened that I'm overwhelmed. Or
I
I
can't even know what to tell you because I, again, I can't remember what's happening on Fringe right now.
see.
Yeah, okay, give me a little rundown of what's happening. Nothing interesting?
Well, I think we're in the future where Olivia's daughter has grown up. The what do you, observers are evil now, and they've taken over, and they're blah blah blah. I don't know. I don't. I've never felt this way about Fringe. Like
It's
it
kind
has
of
so
weird.
much. It just has so much going on, and it's like, so what now? I miss the days where we were like in the FBI thing, and we were doing the blah, and now we're like far in the future. The observers are like the Borg, and the daughter has died, and so like, what was she even there for? And then like Walter, they have this beta tape search thing still going on, and Peter's going crazy in their mourning, and
I
what?
know. So, first things first, I never saw the observer occupier thing coming, which is interesting to me because it's like, whoa, that's a that I never suspected that that was where they were going to take that. And it
Me
seems
either.
obvious now, but I never thought they were going to go there with the observers. One thing that I will say that I like about this season is that it's becoming more and more obvious to me that Fringe is less about Olivia and more about Peter. Peter is the central character of the show. And it took me a long time to see that, but with the later seasons, it's so true. Peter's been the key to practically every season. Even when he was out of the universe, he was the key to the season. So this particular storyline that they're traveling down, where Peter has made the choice to make him to use observer tech and therefore make him more powerful, like a superhuman himself. I think they're going to take that to interesting places
I
because
think what they're gonna do, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm already bored by the storyline, is that he's gonna be the first observer, and he's the origin of them, and they all descend from him.
Right. I think you're right, and I think that cinched it when the terrorist torture subject observer said, "You don't even know what you don't know," or whatever. And
Yeah, but I was irritated by the whole thing because it's just like, what are we doing? It feels so disconnected from earlier seasons, but you say it all makes sense now, and but it just feels so different, and I don't mind the difference, but it's not compelling enough to me.
well, the one constant throughout this whole thing has been Peter. Peter is the same Peter from universe to universe. Even the Olivia that we have now is the one who kind of sort of merged the other Olivia's memories with her own in some weird mind meld. So she's not even the original Olivia. So the only one who is the same is Joshua Jackson, Peter Bishop. And so that's cool to me because they're probably, like you said, going to say he's the original observer. And the interesting thing is that they're starting to show their hand. He's got that hubris that it takes to become superhuman like that and think you know everything and want to control everything. So it's got that classic science fiction irony where the person who, who wanted to save the world ended up ruining the world because out of his own humanity, out of his own ambition, out of his own hubris.
Yep, straight up outer limits.
Yeah, and that's cool, but it's not enough. Just not enough.
It feels, I don't know. To me, it feels like a chore to watch this. Mainly because it's ending and it feels like they're doing all this stuff and they're not trying hard enough and the story's kind of barely there, but they're like doing all this smoke and mirrors, and that's all I see is like smoke and mirrors and not enough.
Even
I
the
don't
cool
know.
gadgets are boring.
Yeah.
The pocket universe should have
That
been the
was kind of
coolest thing.
cool. That was kind
Oh,
of
to me
cool.
it wasn't. It was like if Escher had gotten like hilariously or lamely high. If that's what it was. For me, I'm like, okay, get out of this immediately because the little boy that you want, who's obviously September, is not there.
And so, yeah, why did we go in this room? And it seemed like the season finale of Doctor Who, and I didn't know what. I was just.
Bored of that.
I don't know. Yeah, we're both just. That's all we're gonna do for the remainder of this podcast is.
Frustration. I did like seeing Philip Broyles come back into the fold. That was
Yeah, but
cool.
they have the old Craggy Man face thing on, and he didn't have on that tight t-shirt that I like so much. So,
It's Philip Broyles.
yeah, but no tight t-shirt and old man face equal.
I know. One cool thing though is that we might actually find September.
As Carl would say,
But the thing is, it's at least starting to wrap things up. It's tying up some loose ends. So why was September just overly committed to this family? Oh, it's because he was a fringe episode himself. He was that little boy, and they saved him. And he's not really an observer after all. And then how does Walter know about all this stuff? We just assumed it was the old September telling him all this stuff, but it could have been both Septembers. I mean, the old September could have led Walter to the young September, and that's where they, so like it's starting to wrap up. At least I give them credit for tying up some loose ends, because this is the last season, and they're not quite going out in a lost sort of way. Sense makes sense. But I am bored though.
Yeah, I don't think I really have words, like literally, no words left for French. I just have a little bit of exhaustion.
You just have
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think I've done that and people are tired of it, so I won't do it anymore. But I don't know, maybe somebody could send us a message and let us know, 'cause usually like either you or one of our listeners can say, this is the thing that you've missed and this is why it's so awesome. And I'll be like, "Oh, yeah." But Nene, it didn't work this time.
Well, it didn't even work for me, and I was the one saying it. I think there's enough there though, like in Grimm, there's enough there to get me interested in maybe just a couple more episodes if they turn it around really quickly.
I'll watch till the end, just because
Oh yeah, you're not gonna quit in the last lap, but
I should have
still.
quit on Lost. That
That's
would have
such a
been
sad memory for me.
that,
That last
man.
episode of Lost
That
was
was my
sad.
balls. Oh, serious. But
I'm sorry.
yeah,
Can you explain one thing for me before we end with Fringe? Why? What? You please explain to me the Nazi guy that's following them, the Nazi observer? Why was he blown up? He was there. Why wasn't he blown up exactly?
don't know.
Was there another not? Are there twin Nazi people following these people? Like, I don't know. That was exhausting to me. Because I didn't even get to, like, take some satisfaction in the fact that he got blown up
He wasn't in the
with the kid.
room.
He looked
Oh,
at the
the
camera.
kid. Oh, well, maybe because you know how like they are able to like work to one person and
Oh, you're
another.
right.
So maybe he saw that it was about to happen, and he just like.
Rude. That is so rude that he did that. She wanted to kill him, and he rudely escaped. Terrible.
Self-preservation.
Rude.
I try to kill you. That is
Just stepped away, and then he let people die. Oh, sorry. Now,
It was exhausting because I saw him walking. I'm like, what just happened? Because I forget the boy in the room and why wasn't he there? And then I start thinking about Doctor Who, and then I just stop caring because it's all these little twists and turns, and they're not amounting to anything. Like, why did we even have to have the addition of the daughter if she was just gonna die?
gonna die.
That's a little bit lost to me.
I think probably the reason why she died is to further strengthen the evidence that Peter is becoming irrational in his grief and in his righteousness. I think that's what's going
But
on.
he was cool with it. It was
Well, but
cool.
the thing is, to establish with the viewers that Peter isn't in his right mind, he's righteous. He's feeling like he knows better, and he's starting something that very thing that he's fighting against. So, it's poetic, but they're taking too long to get there. Or maybe there's nothing else interesting going on, so it's really obvious where they're headed. Either way, it has to get better. I was really
It kind of doesn't.
For me, it does because I've watched the show from the beginning. I've loved
Me too.
it. Well, yeah, I know, but like with Lost, I'm sad to say I mainlined a lot of that after season three
Oh.
watching it. So it felt a little bit worse for me. Went back to it when I could have just ended it back in season three. But this one, I've watched it from the beginning faithfully. It's been solid, fun science fiction. There have been interesting seasons.
Question
There have been really riveting, cool science fiction television seasons. And so I just want it to end on a good note because it's been an incredible series overall.
Yeah, I'll give it that. But it was struggling, and I'm just not sure why. Like everything I like, they want to cancel. And then there goes your reason why everybody blames me for good shows getting canceled for whatever reason. That's a thing now.
What else?
Charles.
Do you love Honey Boo Boo? Let's get that canceled.
Yeah, I can't fake that one.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Do you love Revolution? Let's get that canceled.
I think, aren't they going on? They're going on a hiatus like V, so it'll get canceled.
Yeah.
I have two episodes of Revolution waiting in my queue, my Hulu queue, and I just don't want to watch them.
Hell no.
Yeah, I would rather watch like old episodes of SVU, which is really bizarre, because I'm having a moment right now.
That phase. You were doing that, like, well, let me tell you the science behind that because.
That was just a little. Yeah, that's a little humor there. But yeah. Oh, another thing. Have you watched that Battlestar Galactica Blood and Chrome yet? Just not pumped up enough to. I'm afraid actually to watch it because I know how, like, I have a little bit of a science fiction temper. And if I watch it and it sucks, I'm gonna be pissed off for weeks.
Nothing to add to that because I agree.
I'm afraid. And then people are like, it's good. And I'm like, don't know if I trust you, man.
I have no problem something being a webisode, but when something's been promised to me since like what 3 or 4 years, like for 3 or 4 years, something's been promised to me, and then it comes out as a webisode, it just makes me a little bit sad and pissy. And then when I went to see who was in the show, I wasn't that thrilled with the actors. So why on the web? So why do I have to get to it right away? I'll get to it after I stop complaining about Fringe and Grimm. I just feel like I'm going to be disappointed. I think you hit the nail on the head. I feel like I've been waiting for this forever because I wanted this in the first place. I wanted this over Caprica, and how that ended. And now I feel like it might be disappointing.
Well, so let's start from the beginning. I don't want at the end of Battlestar Galactica, I did not want any more. I tolerated Caprica and I grew to love Caprica, but after Caprica, I didn't want anything else. But since they was like, ooh, we're gonna do the Blood and Chrome TV movie, blah, blah. And I was just like, okay, fine. Then they kept blowing that smoke up our asses for like 2, 3 years, only to let it come out as a freaking webisode. Like, what do you have on the Sci-Fi Channel that you can't air this thing?
Okay, wait, hold the train. You don't like Battlestar Galactica?
Now, not liking it is strong. I thought it was an extremely depressing and exhausting series, and therefore I do not want to rewatch it because I often needed like Prozac and alcohol after watching those episodes. So I don't really want to go through that negativity again. That's the negativity that you hear about BSG. It was good. It was well crafted. It was a great story. It was compelling. However, it was traumatic. So that's what I mean when I say I don't want any more Battlestar Galactica. Then we had that one TV movie where like Ensign Ro from TNG was like, you remember that? You remember that one? Yeah, and then that was the movie, and I was like, okay, fine, I'll take another one just because I want to see some robots, because I love them and blah blah. But do they even have Cylons in this webisode? I don't know.
They've got to have Cylons
Yeah, Cylons
because
like they
it's
had in
been touted as everything that Caprica wasn't, like more fights in space, more
Caprica
robots.
wasn't a lot. So that's not saying much to me.
That's true. Caprica was tight pants,
And pretty hats.
pretty hats, and depressing people killing themselves, but not really, which made me sad.
Second life in space.
I don't know. Battlestar Galactica, the new series, is such a good show to me. And the way I am about American Horror Story and The Walking Dead, that's how I was with
I'm
Battlestar
glad I didn't know you then, because you would hate me. We would not be friends because I'd be like, I'm sick of this. I want a good episode. They had one happy episode throughout the whole series of BSG, and that was when they had that like oh, I
At
just had.
least my TV choices make sense. Nothing that I watch. None of nothing that I watch is happy. I watch horrible things, all
Oh.
very disturbed. So that's it makes sense that I would love this morose version of Battlestar Galactica without any Dirk Benedict. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I need a little bit of hope in my sci-fi. ruined by Star Trek and the utopian future, because it seems like everything is dystopian now, and I'm a little exhausted with dystopia and apocalypse and the end of the world. Like, let's just like clean up the deck of the bridge. Let's put on a nice crisp suit. Let's get some lights in there on in the captain's chair, and let's, erect our backs and like we've evolved or something, and quit this dystopia crap, because I'm it's depressing. Like,
I
when
love
I grew up, no,
dystopia
but I
so
don't. It felt like the future and space was something hopeful to strive for, and now it's just like, when we get in space, you're gonna hear us scream, and we're gonna rip your face off and put your bodies on the your carcass on the front of our ships and rape your women. I'm just like, really? That's the space future that you want? You know what? I'm going to go with my flying car. I'm going to go with my pajamas style space suit, and I'm going to live long and prosper while you mofos fight it out over like food. Oops.
live in the sky city or whatever,
Yeah, that's right.
the cloud city.
Yeah.
That's great.
I just had my old lady space rant.
Yeah, you did. You absolutely did. I will happily agree with you there, because that was, yes. Yes, it was
Off
awesome.
my flying car.
Yep, that's what that was.
Okay. All right. So, any news or anything you want to bring up that you've heard lately or blah, blah?
I'm gonna go see Red Dawn this weekend, if it's still in theaters. It came out like days ago. I'm worried.
So if Chris Hemsworth looks especially hot, let me know and I may see it. If not, keep it to yourself.
Okay. I'm a little bit afraid. I might wait and see it when it's like $3 at the Baghdad Theater.
You can also rent it on Amazon when it comes out for like $2.
I could.
Yeah.
I could. So I might wait on that. But the problem is, I really liked the original, so I was.
So, like, we like originals Star Trek, and that new one delivered, but then, like, we liked original Total Recall, and the new one, not so much.
God.
Not
I,
so much.
don't remind me of that sad episode. It was like
It's like, I don't know what happened.
both of
Total
you and Eric were just kicking puppies the whole episode, and I was like, guys, it's not that
pretty freaking bad. It made no sense. Okay.
it was just an action movie
If
of
I'm gonna
some.
watch an action movie, I'm gonna watch Lockout. You know? Listen,
Oh, God.
hold up. I asked Carl if we can both rent it on Amazon and do a commentary live for the
So you can finally have a turd.
A turn off. He did not respond to me. I'd like to let you all know. He straight up ignored me.
Listen, the turd was Iron Sky, hands
Oh,
down.
no.
Yep.
No.
That was the turd.
No. Will we will have a turd off this year. I'll let because Carl and I did not see some of the same movies, so either he's gonna get up to speed or I am, or I don't know what we're gonna do or how that's gonna
You
work.
guys
But
have to. It's
there will,
tradition.
yeah,
I will be listening.
there will be a turd off, and we'll let you guys know how that's gonna go off. As for now, just send us your feedback to scifipartyline.com. We're on Twitter at scifipartyline. We're also on Facebook and Google Plus. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
End of line.